And then you, Andre, move with Women's Wear Daily to become their Paris correspondent. And of course, Karl Lagerfeld and Yves Saint Laurent were the two big names in Paris at the time, but they didn't like each other and the houses didn't like each other. Was that a very difficult fashion terrain to navigate?
Not for me. It was not difficult at all. I had the love of Saint Laurent and I had the love of Mr. Lagerfeld before I got to Paris. And I had, in the Saint Laurent camp, I had Betty Catroux, who introduced me to Eve, and I had Lulu Lafalaise, who introduced me to the whole house of Saint Laurent, and I had Karl Lagerfeld. But there was like the court of Versailles. There were certain factions and certain cliques. So, of course, the clique of Lagerfeld did not exactly mix with the clique of with the family of Saint Laurent because of the tension between Mr. Saint Laurent and Karl over a man named Jacques Tabachet. Jacques Tabachet was a handsome young man. He was the boyfriend of Mr. Lagerfeld, and Mr. Saint Laurent also fancied him. So Mr. Saint Laurent would sometimes say, "Oh, Karl, I'll give you my Beauvais tapestry," which is a rare thing in his dining room, "for Jacques." And then Karl would just laugh and sort of make a snarky remark. So they were constantly, there was a tension about Jacques. There was a tension about also their professional talents. Mr. Saint Laurent had his own couture house. Karl was in designing for Chloe. It was not until 1983 that Karl got the creative directive job as creative director of Chanel. So he was there on the par with Saint Laurent then. But before that time, Karl was pretty much making his own fame based on working for Chloe and Fendi. And so there was a lot of tension socially, but we somehow managed to get through those turbulent rivers because when Paloma Picasso got married, and she also was very clever about navigating those two camps, she went to Karl and she says, "Well, Karl, you'll do the dinner dress. You'll do the dress I'm going to wear for my dinner. But Eve has to do the day suit for the ceremony at the mayor's office." So you see, she was diplomatic. She had both designers making two very important outfits for the same day. Yet Mr. Lagerfeld upped Mr. Saint Laurent because he was very close to Paloma at that time. He, of course, stopped speaking to her because he would throw you out. When Karl got tired of him, he threw you out. He would spit you to the floor. He gave the dinner for Miss Paloma's wedding dinner at his house. And Eve came to the wedding dinner. Yves Saint Laurent, Pierre Berger came to the wedding dinner. Lulu came to the wedding dinner. And they were all there in Mr. Lagerfeld's home. That was the last time, maybe the last time that he ever sat at Mr. Lagerfeld's dinner.
Yes, the wonderful thing about the book is as you read about Paloma Picasso's wedding, then, you know, you can look at the photographs and see the beautiful gowns created by these great designers.